Bro, I'm not really super tapped in with that, bro. I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you the truth. The reason I haven't really listened to it is because I indulge in Young Thug's music, bro. Since I got told Gunna was a snitch, I totally stopped listening to Gunna, bro.
Is it?
So then what now? Then why are you listening to Young Thug?
Because I haven't looked into it, bro. I know I'm hearing accusations.
So
but if I look into it,
it's the same. It's been confirmed. There's a video recording of him. He's not physically snitching. He's speaking about a situation that's happened that there was no need for him to speak about.
So what are you saying? Snitching. They're both snitches then?
They're all snitches. The whole Atlanta is in flames, bro.
That's crazy.
This whole summer. Bro, 6ix9ine came back.
What? Fuck 6ix9ine, bro.
6ix9ine is back.
What do you mean he's back?
He's back in town. He's
what does that mean, though? He's not made a hit since when? Gumbo, bro.
Bro. It's not bad.
He had the game in the chokehold.
He got cancelled.
Make us up. Licky got the stiffy up. And he had the rose on the chokehold.
Yeah, don't lie. He got cancelled for being a rat.
Yeah, facts.
No, no, a super rat.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
But all of these niggas are rats.
And Gunna's album is meant to be decent. I haven't listened to it. I don't really listen to it.
Have you not seen the interview? 3 hours.
No.
The guy's crying on the thing. Hey, my boy,
Whoop-tee-doo.
They're calling me.
We got Ben.
Nobody's trying to me. It was mad, bro.
Whoop-tee-doo.
I remember I was driving back from Canada, bro. 3 hours. It was thing. Within the first day, it had already 3 million.
No way.
Yeah.
But everyone was in America, they're glued to their thing. Oh my god, no, what's happening? Then they're talking about Drake. They're trying to get Drake. Everyone just getting slapped in.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think Tekashi can never make a comeback, bro. In my opinion,
bro, he's gone big. He's gonna come back, bro.
He's doing the reggaeton thing.
He has to go to reggaeton. That's the only place that'll accept him. It's like, you know, like if somebody gets cancelled in the UK for content and that, I think the only home for them is right wing media. They'll take you. Right wing media will take anybody, bro. Katie Hopkins. So you know what I'm saying? like right now, let's say for example, I'm not gonna say it, but let's just say hypothetically, if Philly gets caught guilty, for example, comes out, does his time, obviously it's gonna be hard for him to make money within the culture, but right wing media, they'll take him, bro. Imagine that, a Young Philly show on GB News. It'll go clear, bro.
That's crazy.
It'll go clear, I'm telling you, bro.
I feel like that whole situation is dark, man.
Yeah.
As in, let's assume, because he's been, on remand for about 2 years, no?
Yeah.
What about if he's just not guilty?
But the court of public opinion, you're already guilty, bro. That's just the worst thing, bro.
That's the worst thing.
This is the worst thing. Something can happen where there's no due process.
Yeah.
But the people, obviously, the lies.
The people made their decision for
you. Yeah, the lies far more entertaining than the truth anyway. Mm-hmm. People want to think he's guilty, even though he might not be guilty. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's terrible, bro.
The day that news that came out, he was doing a show with the FA. They dropped him like a hot cake.
Yeah, like that, bro.
Yeah.
And let's assume that he is guilty. Who's gonna even want to be associated with him?
Big facts. Oh,
no,
yeah.
Well, if he's guilty.
If he's not guilty.
What brand will still want to be
associated?
It's like Diddy when Diddy comes out. Is what's Diddy gonna do, bro?
No. But his own was like his own was like crazy.
Bro, the thing is, we live in a world. In this side of the world, of we think because of this and that, but America, these people, they do whatever they want.
Yeah, they make it
regardless of how they make it. But on that note, guys, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to another episode of the Abdi Podcast. I'm your host Hamza Ahmed. Yep. Or should I say Abdi Hamza? It's really hard for me. I don't get it. You see the names, because you say Birdie, but your name's real name is. Can't say it Moby, we've got to say Mo, H, we've got to say H. Everyone's names, you know. So I was brought up with just saying Hamza. What is Hamza?
But yeah, but what I'm trying to say to you is it's like my name, no one called me by my real name. I've got people that have known me.
Well, I know Bevy that call you for
no, but Fouad's not my real name. I don't even look like a Fouad.
I'll literally just check if you look like a Fouad.
I don't look like a Fouad.
You look like a Fouad.
I don't. But there's people that genuinely don't know my name, bro. I've been friends with 10, 15 years plus, and they don't know my first name, my actual Govey, bro. You know what I'm saying? I find it uncomfortable because if I hear my real name, I feel like I'm in trouble. Or are you my mum? Who the fuck are you to call me my real name, bro? You know what I'm saying? So I'm a little bit on the edge with it. So, yeah, call me Birdie. What? Warden of the North.
Jeez.
Winter Soldier.
The Winter Soldier.
Then we got our boy again.
Snow Bunny killer.
Dukes in the building, man.
I think we're all Snow Bunnies, though. Wallahi, let's all stop lying to ourselves, bro.
What's Snow Bunny?
Every single one of us.
What's a Snow Bunny?
What's a Snow Bunny?
Okay, here we go. These guys want to play dumb. No, me, I'm the most honest person.
No, I'm honest.
We all love snow bunnies, bro. Like, let's stop. Let's not act like we don't. We're going to move on from this.
Do you mean like a chicken nugget?
If you want to call them chicken nuggets, chicken nuggets.
That's a chicken nugget.
Yeah. Who wants to call them chicken nuggets?
That's a fish and chips.
But don't, let's not lie to ourselves.
A cut, mate, you know?
A bit of cut,
let's not lie.
But listen.
Listen, I like everything, I'll be honest with you.
Talking about snow bunnies.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, because obviously there was a lot of snow bunnies 2 weeks ago on Saturday together.
Where?
On the EDL march.
Oh, White Carnival.
The White Carnival was crazy.
Bro, because it's changed. Apparently, it's not called EDL no more. It's English and Jewish Defence League.
Oh, yeah, he changed the name, innit?
He changed the name.
Mm.
Did he?
Yeah, it's English and Jewish Defence League.
Yeah, shout out Tommy, man. Fucking hell, bro.
What, did any of you, man, go?
Nah.
I went in the country.
He was
I was the real snow buddies.
We never really spoke about
you
that.
You were in Malta.
Yeah, no, I was a motor, man. Yeah, I was a motor.
So, do you know what, yeah? Obviously, you broke your arm, so...
You fucking...
Well, why did you break his arm? No way. I didn't know.
It's hard to podcast in the world.
It's hard to relate to him now about 2025, somewhere like...
Okay. Yeah, what's 2026, though? I've been working on my life, bro. We're not sleeping, bro.
For the next 5 years, all we're going to hear is that, yeah, my 2025 summer was dead, bro, so I've got to make it up.
I'm catching up.
I'm here for it, though.
But for us normal people that still had 2025 summer...
Yeah, that was it.
Like... One thing I wanted to ask you was, because obviously you went Malta. Lovely function.
Sick function.
You don't know which function you went to. There was a Jamaican one and there was an R&B one.
Yeah.
Correct or not? Yeah?
Dancehall.
Dancehall?
Dancehall.
Yeah. All right, Fez.
Yeah. But we're dead there.
Yeah, we're dead there. Yeah, cool.
Dead
there.
So
forward.
No, I say that because you know what's amazing, yeah? Now we're getting a bit more adult-ish, isn't it? So in our functions, we're seeing our own kind. Yeah. How
bro, that is the worst thing in the world seeing how? There. On my life, bro. Me, when I see... Like, Marley's out, bro. I've been out since from when I was a kid.
Marley guys or girls?
Both, bro. But Marley guys is love what I go on. But do you know when I see Marley girls? Because I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. Yeah?
Word.
So I'm like, sis, like, I'm going to be over here. Like, I'll always have like a keen protective eye on them because they're my sisters, innit?
Yeah.
But over there, though, I'm not around them. I don't even want to speak to you, bro. There's not me being disrespectful. Like, I was in Manny.
Yeah.
On the day this happened, there was like, in the section.
That was the last time he's out?
Yeah, the last time I was out. Damn. Okay, listen. Anyway, listen. It was in Manny. We was in yours. We was chilling.
Yeah.
In the section, there were just a whole heap of Marley girls, bro. Like a whole heap.
Hey,
and
shit.
I'm trying to tell all of these girls that respectfully, bro.
Yeah.
Like, move on in it. Because, like, this... Why? There's just fuckery happening here, bro. And I don't want these girls to be involved in the fuckery. Go fuck. Do your fuckery over there, bro. But not over here, innit? So I don't like seeing them. I'll be honest with you. I hate it. I hate it with a passion, bro.
Is it?
Yeah.
I used to be like that back in the day. I think now I'm not. I'm indifferent.
So what, when you see him, are you like...
Nah, I'm just like...
Hamza moves to them, bro. Like me, I don't move
to
him.
No, I don't... The reason,
he'll chat to him and move to
him. Wait, you didn't give us a chance, mate. Damn. Like, take a touch, mate. We understand you're a bit upset. It's been a long time since you've been out.
I got stabbed, bro.
You got ants in your pants.
But
I've only changed my perspective recently.
Go on.
All right, go for it, go on.
The reason why that is now is because we're here now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only right now I'm getting to a stage where I can marry the Somali girls. Not to say that it's because before I didn't have the money or the finances.
Oh, okay. It's like you're ready.
I'm ready.
You're ready. Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So like I have now. Like tomorrow, I can call your mum, get the wedding sorted. We're good to go.
Bosh.
Like, you understand what I'm trying to say. So like now it's like you can have that conversation. With
Facts. Facts. Well, in advance.
On the dance, and I give it up.
She's super clean. What I'm saying, everything.
What are calling a dance? We call it functions.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is,
function.
Yeah. Before, for us older generation, being in a function normally would tend to mean you would be without hijab. Correct.
Of course.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen one girl with a hijab in a rave, and it fucking threw me.
Yeah, that was
you was there,
bro.
You might have been there,
bro. It's happened to me now.
It was in Denmark. Remember Denmark?
It's becoming normal.
I couldn't believe it, bro. A girl was in a full-on hijab in the shops.
Bro, I'm telling you,
I was like.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I would have lost my mind.
Bro,
I think I would have glitched.
Yeah.
Bro, it happened to me now. The other day, bro, this is toxic. This is why I said to you, I'm toxic.
Go on, tell us.
Absolutely toxic.
Tell us.
If I tell you, you're not going to believe it.
Go on, tell us.
Yeah, I've gone to the Hafled.
Yeah.
But I've gone to the Hafled with a date.
Okay.
Yeah? But the date, I've just given them a little 50-50, like, It's like we're on a date,
yeah,
but it's a function. Mm. So we're enjoying the best of both worlds.
Mm.
So before the
date, you do your thing, I'm going to do my thing, but respectfully, no, we're kind of together, but we're not together.
Yeah.
If worst case scenario, I don't pull, you don't pull, we're going home together.
But she, yeah. Wait, but you wouldn't feel any way if a man tried to meet her?
I would.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not really 50-50.
No, but
I've been in them kind of situations.
I would, because I look at me.
What does that mean?
I've got respect. Like, you should have respect for a man. Like, because you should want me.
Second question. Were you moving to things?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I haven't finished. You haven't even let me finish.
Go on.
Bloody hell, you don't know me too well. like, you know my next move before I even done it. Like.
Oh, man.
Woo. Anyways, yeah, I've gone to the function.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the beginning of the function, it was all nice and sweet.
Yeah.
Because I'm in a place where I've never seen Somali people.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing Somali people with hijabs.
In the function. Diabolical, nasty word.
Day party.
Nasty
word. We'll get onto it. Go on.
Nasty. I'm saying, what? But me, I don't mind. I'm saying, I've met my people. Mm. I'm having convo after convo with Somali. And I'm talking about, this is rapid. Like, two Somali girls, salam alaikum. And then, oh my God, what? Oh my, huh? Like, it's just whacking me.
All of them hijabbed or just?
Bro, hijabbed. Oh, okay. Like, 50-50, I'd say.
I would have lost my mind, bro.
But I didn't lose it because I didn't find anything bad because they're just doing what I'm doing. We're having a coke and we're enjoying.
Enjoying life.
They're enjoying it and it's outside. It's not too much. You just want to have a little bit of a function, music against them. It's nothing mad. I can't say it's halal or haram. It's not our business. But at the end of the day, we're here now.
I would have glitched. Do you know what? I would have just felt awkward.
All right, cool.
So I don't know why though. What's about it? Because you are right, now, technically. Now, but listen to this. I still would have felt
the
awkward.
The person that I was with
isn't
Somali.
Okay.
So they're looking at this like, is this guy taking a piss?
It's no bunny.
Was it a slow
one? No, Latin. I'm different. Don't try to do me like that. Yeah. Anyways, now so now the function's finished.
Mm.
Yeah, but these times the Somali girls were cussing this girl.
You're with them. Love.
He's with them. Love another girl he brought.
He brought. Okay. So what? Okay. Let me ask you in your deluded mind again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you think? It was all nice before, and now it's not nice. Like, why did you think the outcome was going to be any different?
I looked at it like, I'm the prize. Every dog may the best man win.
Woman.
you know the thought that I
mean. I know what you meant.
I'm cussing
her.
They're not really cussing. They're saying, like, what's this girl just like, on, like, teabag with you? Like, she's a leech. And I'm like,
So you left out the part that you came with her?
No, I told them. Okay. I told them at the end.
That's why they cussed them, bro.
No, because they're a bit like, I just met her here, it's calm.
Mm.
Like, I wish I did meet her here.
No, you didn't, you brought her here. Well,
you came along with her. But now, listen to me now.
Your lies are crazy, by the way.
It's crazy. because you know what it is? You have to keep it PG. this hasn't been sponsored.
Yeah, fair.
So I have to keep it PG.
No, I meant the lies as in, like, you're telling these girls, I just met her. Bro, this girl came with you.
I do the grey area.
Okay,
he lives in the grey area. Yeah.
Like it's not, I'm not telling you a lie and I'm not telling you the truth. I'm just withholding,
certain facts. Yeah.
So anyways now, the night's ended.
Yeah.
Obviously the person I came with is expecting me to drop them home.
Obviously.
That's how
we
came. Mm. No, I call it Lyft. They don't have Uber there, they call it Lyft.
Mm. Okay.
You know, like, I'm typing the Lyft in.
So you snaked her?
She's looking at me dead and actually, you're not serious, are you? Like, you brought me here, the way you brought me here is the way you're taking me back.
Said, Energy.
She's cold.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
She's cold.
I would be like, yeah, I'm definitely taking you back to talking like that.
Yeah.
How? Bro, I've got seven of them.
Seven
Somali girls' friends. I'm telling them now, I'm gonna drop you lot home. Because I've got seven sitting there in America. I got enough space to drop all of them.
Yeah.
But I just need to drop this one home. First. One for seven.
Oh, yeah, the cab has to run.
The cab has to run. She's not having it, though.
I don't care, bro.
Yeah.
Cameras the rod
safe. Hold it down. Yeah.
I'm like, listen, you're going to be upset anyway. You're upset now. So
I can't. I'm a bad guy.
What?
I got a cab for the seven.
No, you've done the right thing.
I got a cab for the seven and told them, I'll meet you at your lot's house. And I took this one home. Then I went there.
No, you've done the right thing because you came with this one. Technically, you've done the right thing.
Yeah, technically. But
being me.
I had to. Because it's like, I looked at it like, that's true, I did bring it.
You did bring it, though.
But I got a question, though. Like, I had a disagreement with one girl I'm cool with, yeah. A group of us stepped to a function, innit?
Mm.
Like, guys and girls are just cool with each other. Nothing's happening between us, but numbers are right, we all went together, yeah?
Yeah.
This is they thought I was bugging, innit? But this is my rule, innit? So the girls are out with us. Don't draw a man in front of us. If you're going to go and chat to a man over there.
Why?
Because I find it weird where it's like another man, like,
Yeah, definitely. You thought it was cool to come here.
Yeah, like it's, you think it's cool. We're not together. But you think it's all right to come here.
No. Do you know what it is?
Like, same with me. Like, I'm not gonna disrespect the girls and bring girls around them. I told them, you know, like there's an unset rule.
No. Do you know what it is? It's more like.
Take the girl and be like, come to my table.
It's more like, yo, you saw a group of guys here and a group of girls here, and you didn't think none of them were with me.
Yeah,
kind of thing. Or you thought she was with me, and you're trying to take her as well.
That's what I think. I think it's a lot of, like, I think you think she's with me, but then you're coming over here and chatting to her.
How?
And in front of me, and I'm stood there like a donut, bro.
You are?
Like, no. So that's what I said to these. Like,
but they're not with her.
Bro.
He's not with her.
But I'm just saying, even if you're not with her, or you are, even if you are with her, and I approach and I'm like, yo, baby, let me have a chat.
You'll get punched out.
Why?
No,
Wallahi,
because there's a risk.
Am I lying?
There's a risk.
You man ain't got no what?
How do you know, though? How do you know that they're with?
Because if you're with someone, she'll just say,
I'm with someone.
I'm with him.
And I'll be like, my bad.
No, my bad. Then
I think that girl's
wrong for that, bro. I think like if you're going to go do that over there. No, don't do it in front of me, bro. There's decorum. We're all out together. I'm not saying that we're going to be like, we're together. But if you're going to do something, I beg you, go do it over there.
No, I get you.
Like, respectfully, don't bring it around the man them here.
No, what time length? So obviously, if I step past, say you lot posted up, yeah? And I step past and I see a clean thing. I'm like, what are you saying? She's like, yeah, we're just chatting. I'm like, do you want to go get a drink?
Yeah.
I will bust out.
Yeah, bang on.
But I'm not going to go over there and say, yo, come here, like, signal her, like, she's on laptop.
No, never signal her. Don't even approach her, like, when she's with the man.
No, I'm honest, that's territorial.
No, it's not. I don't, and wallahi, I don't man mark him.
That is my mark.
It's not my marking,
though. That is.
It's respect, bro. It's like, look.
What respect is there, bro? I'm having a convo with a girl that's not yours.
Also, bearing in mind, yeah, I think it's the longevity that I stay there. So if I come over, like, say, for example, if I just see the thing, then I start talking. Rapping with her, and then I step away with her.
I don't mind. That's calm. Like if you pull up and the girl like obviously is chatting back to you, I'm just saying you take your bullshit, take it over there. Don't do it here. Don't do it around us. Go over there.
And if so, let me ask you this question: while she's there, you lot bring girls.
No, and the same. We have the same respect, bro. If we've all stepped out together,
and one girl. You lot are not going to chat to no girls.
No. There's four men and one girl, bro. She already knows the numbers aren't in her favor, bro. But if there's four men, four girls, and everyone's cool, like, we're going to go and be dogs over there, bro. We're not going to bring random girls around you, and nor you're going to bring random men around us, bro.
Do you guys have this convo before?
Off rip. Like, no, we didn't have that before, but I genuinely thought it was an unsaid rule that everybody kind of knew. So we was all out.
That's
the like, two girls are moving mad.
Okay.
So I'm like, guys, like literally, bro, right in front of my neighbor. So we're just there watching me and my other friend are talking and thinking, yeah, these girls are tripping, bro. Yeah. So we ended up going elsewhere, but they kept following, man. With these geezers, bro. We're like, we don't know who these guys are.
Yeah.
We don't know what they're about.
Yeah.
Like, some of the man them have got watchers on. They got money on. Like, we don't know what these youths are on, bro.
Yeah,
you're bringing random man around us, bro.
Yeah.
Go over there and do that.
Yeah.
And then obviously she must have felt a type of way about it.
She felt a type of way about that.
Yeah, like telling her that, innit? She's saying, oh, like, she said the same thing. Oh, you niggas are insecure. We're not together anyway. I know we're not together. But I'm just saying.
So why are you following me?
But we came together. No.
I get that part. But I'm saying, why are you following me around the sport? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've tried. I don't agree with your methodology, by the way. But my thing is if you've done the right thing by moving away to defuse the scenario. But when you've gone over there, she's still laughing.
She's still laughing.
And the guys are still clinging on,
thinking he's caught one. Yeah, he's just. I don't know. I personally find it.
It's not an unsaid rule.
I'll give you this question now.
But it's not my marking.
No, that's not my marking.
Because it's happened to me a few times like that, yeah? You know what I'll do? I'll ask the girl, like, what? You and this guy are trying to chat to my man or not chat to my man?
Simple.
Yeah, and the girl says, yeah, I want to chat to my man. And I tell her, go over there.
I tell her, go chat to him then.
Yeah, but go over there. Don't do it here.
No, I'm just saying.
Like, that's
just go chat to him. You tell her, go chat to him, but maybe go chat over there.
Bang on.
Oh, you said it in that way. I'm saying it more of a... If I see a man, like, say, for instance, we all posted up. I see a guy come and try his luck.
No,
he's
saying the following part. I'm saying the following part.
I'm not even asking her. Bro, like, I'll be honest with you. If she's not my type, I'm asking her, bro. I'll be rude with you. This is me.
If they're following us...
Following us, going places. Are you good?
If you're bothering, if he's not bothering you,
cool.
Then come back.
You guys do your thing.
Go do your thing.
Oh,
if not, like, we should, as big men, we should have a section or somewhere to go. 100%.
Anyway. So I just don't believe in bringing random. Like, I'm not going to bring random. Like, if I'm out, I'm never going to bring random people around you, bro.
Bro, I bring random people all the time, bro. No, but I, we collect.
No, well, like,
bro, I'll be real. I'm the same, bro.
Bro, like, you dumb. The more the merrier, the more I have fun, like, to talk to people, bro. For what?
We don't bring random people.
No, but more time, I'm bringing girls around.
Like, yeah.
Girls, no, calm. Flood the section with girls. I don't mind, bro.
But also, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. If a guy's got some weird energy, obviously I don't talk to them, but a couple of guys might be on the like friendly. Yeah, like, you good, brother? What are you saying, man? I'm like, yeah, you good. Like, keep it cool, man.
Keep it cool. That's it.
At the end of the day, everyone's in. For me, I just assess your energy. If you're if you're cool and your brethren's weird, then yeah, move innit. Yeah.
No, but for my main argument is always this, innit? I don't know if these, for example, let me give you an example, yeah?
Yeah.
It's you two just chilling here, and then you got two things with you, they're not with you. Me and Hussein's come over. We're cracking on with these two girls. Mm. You man are cool with it. You're all right. They're your bridges, do whatever. You don't know if me and H have got beef with some other youths now, bro. And we're here politicking with you, man. And everyone's thinking, this is a set.
Yeah,
this is a four-man set. And then you get smoked, bro. Like, damn. Off some dumb shit, bro. Like,
No.
Because I don't know who these guys are. That's what I'm saying. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're about. I don't know who you're beefing.
You got to remember, I don't live that life.
I don't ever think that.
I know you don't, but I'm saying you don't know the life that these men that are cracking onto your girls, that are your brethren, what life they're living. What life they're living.
Can I be rude?
And
they're
upsetting.
Can I be rude?
You wouldn't be with gal that would want that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be hanging around with gal.
I wouldn't be with gal that would want that.
But then also, you could also want to pause. But then also, you know, buddy.
You nigga. The trip. Go on.
But wait, you can read the room though.
Yeah.
So if I know,
you can read the room.
No, I'm saying you can read the room. If I feel like you're the kind of guy that kind of has that aura, issues, bro, that you have the aura of, okay, cool, you know what?
I got ops.
Like, you have that aura, bro. Like, you're swiveling.
Come on, bro, man. For you to be talking about this, these niggas got that, means you got big boy beef. If you got big boy beef,
you won't
like
be,
that, yeah.
Sometimes it's not
you won't be stepping. You won't be stepping to talk to two random guys.
Two random girls out of nowhere with gal.
You'll
be looking at us as Bookie.
So you don't want more problems than we got. Do you know what I'm saying?
I got a question though. Mm. As a man, do you not feel weird floating around another man's table?
No,
it's not. I'm not floating.
I'm here to do a job.
I'm gonna get the job done.
I keep it stepping.
Facts. I'm here. I see what I want. I like what I want.
I have respect sometimes. Maybe.
The girl says I'm chilling here tonight.
Oh, then you're not the kind of guy for me.
Isn't it? Yeah.
You're not the kind of guy. I'm chilling here tonight.
There's plenty of fish in the sea.
You look to me like that? That's crazy. It's impossible.
That's true though, no?
Impossible. Well, bro, there's no way I'm floating with you. You're saying you'd rather stay there.
Bro, sometimes, you can take them from another table, bring them to your table, and you still go out to go hunt.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, man. I've just seen shit go. You guys might be right, but I'm just saying sometimes shit can go left. And I might be overthinking. But I'm telling
you. Bro, you're just an overthinker.
But you have to be in situations.
You have to, bro. It took you 6 months to heal from a fucking stabbing. Like, let's be real, man.
Like. Wait. Let me ask you a question, yeah? You said it could go left.
Yeah.
But you having that edge, yeah? Because I'm not glad to you. I'll sense it. So say, for instance, yeah, you got things in front of you and I'm walking past and I'm just talking to this girl and then I could feel your eyes just burning me. That's going to cause more tension than you just being cool about it. Do you get what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. But
because if I'm there all edgy, like, you know when you're standing there, you're just like looking around like this, I'll be thinking, bro, you good? Like, I'll most probably, I don't care if it's your area, bro. If you're looking at me weird, bro, I'm going to ask you, bro, you good?
No, but for me, if I'm looking at someone like that, I'm thinking, what are you on, bro?
I'm talking to this girl. I don't care about you. Why are you here? Is that your girl? I'll be honest, I'll do the muggy thing. I'll be like, bro, is that your girl?
And then, you know what to do, bro.
I'm like, is that your girl? I'll do it, is that your girl? If she says no, but let's go, bro. Now you feel like an idiot, bro. That's what I'm saying. Don't open yourself up to none of that. Just be cool. Because otherwise, you're just going to know. It's going to be tension. All right, maybe I might get smoked for that. But at the end of the day, you know sometimes when you're on edge, you have that, you put everyone else on edge. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
More, it's like what we said before. I'm toxic. We have this toxic thing. You know what I like? Even if I bought a girl and another guy wants to chat to her, I let the guy chat to her. I want to see how
she moves facts.
No, that's cool. I hear it, bro.
That is a test. Test them right there and then.
It's not even, bro. You're talking about a girl that you're trying to move to. I'm talking about a girl you're not even trying to move to, bro.
No, that's true.
Yeah, like, but this girl, I'm not even trying to move to it, bro.
If there's a girl that you don't really want to move to, I'm just saying,
respectfully, go do it over there.
You can't, man. You can't say that because really and truly, bro, you have your moment as well. There might be.
Alright, can I ask you a question? Let me ask you a question. That four guys scenario, who paid for the table? Wait. Or did you guys all chip in?
Everyone chipped in. Like,
then they got as much right as you to say what happens on that table, bro.
True. Yeah.
If I bought the table, you know what I'm saying? True. If I bought the table, now I can govern.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? If us four bought the table and we've got four gal here, you can't bring man here.
Yep.
We can govern that. That's how
That's a super valid point. But I'm just talking about just general fucking decorum, bro. Etiquette.
Uh-huh.
Etiquette, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. If you're gonna go and chat to man,
bro, your etiquette's like, different, though, man.
Well,
you take things a bit too serious. You're the guy that said that girls can't finish their food.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
and that's a great point. That's a great point.
That's your favorite toxic trait. That's my favorite toxic trait of his. You know, that's
you agree with him, by the way, but he's all right.
What?
You didn't agree with him.
I said crazy for that. Remember, I said that's crazy.
Crazy.
That's not even a warm bread. Nah. I remember it was me and you chatting about it.
I said the bread is for decoration.
Yeah. And I said, what, that bread is lit sometimes. You know.
Well, that's the same day you lot got the maddest recall case. And today is the first day that it's here together. You know,
the worst thing is
I was gonna kick it off a season three like that. You know, you know what, guys? To you lot, I brought you lot here together for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, you know what it is. We've moved on, and
you know what? I'm grown enough. I don't know. I'll speak for me and you, but that we were wrong.
Speak for you.
We were wrong.
Just speak for
him. We were wrong.
Speak for you.
No, we was wrong.
I was wrong. What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
We was wrong. I don't even want to bring it back up. But if we was wrong,
I'm not wrong for anything.
All right, cool. Yeah, let me ask you this question, because there's a lot of wrongs that have been happening.
Yeah,
and I thought, you know what? I'm gonna change it up a little bit this week. Yeah. Trump goes, what did he say? I was reading it right here. He said,
yeah, Trump's been on that smoke, boy.
Yeah, he said,
have, I can't lie, I find it funny, you know.
Yeah, he criticized Khan, Sadiq Khan, and called him a terrible mayor, claiming that London was going to Sharia law.
Yeah, Sharia law, yeah.
So, but by the way, all everything that we were just speaking about right now, we're not going to do that in Sharia law. Like, we're not going to have a chance to freemix. Mm. In Sharia law.
Which is good. Yeah. Which is good. I'm with it.
Wait, Sadiq Khan actually doing that?
Nah, bro, Sadiq.
Of course he's not.
So why are you saying that?
Well, okay, I'm just saying it's just a funny moment.
Cool.
Another funny moment from Trump, because Trump is having a whale of a time.
Yeah. I don't think he just says stuff.
He's having fun. I think he goes to his business partners and pisses
off the world.
Would you not think I could say that?
Piss off the world.
Well, the guy said, do you not know about Ilhan?
Ilhan Omar, yeah.
Ilhan Omar. He said, I spoke to her delegacy in Somali, and they said, he asked them, like, oh, do you not know about Ilhan Omar? And they'll be like, yeah. Do you not want her back? They said, no. Yeah,
don't kill me.
Wait.
Send her back to Somalia.
Wait, he spoke to...
The Somali government.
Right now, the UN secretary right now, they're having the whole...
Debate around
in New York.
Yeah.
So, obviously... while that's happening, different presidents and prime ministers and whatnot, they're all trying to meet up and trying to get deals together.
Yeah.
While the deals are together, Somalia must have met Trump or whatnot.
Yeah.
And Trump's like, what, you don't know Ilhan Omar? Take her back in it.
Yeah. He said, take her back.
Take her back.
Bro, this guy is...
No, but she's had her foot on his neck for a while.
But to be fair, remember when he first became president again this time around, I think it was, he had all of them in a room, innit? All the senators, I think they were senators, Bro, I remember he was saying stuff, and then one woman, it was a blonde woman, I remember, it was like to the left, I can't remember, on the screen, to the right of him, but on the left of the screen, she stood up, starting barking stuff at him, like, say they're arguing. He goes, why am I arguing with you? He goes, do you want money for your steak or what?
he shut her down.
He goes, don't come asking me for anything.
Yeah, he's cold, bro.
He's the coldest, bro.
Oh my God, the best one was, do you remember when and George Bush, when he went to Iraq, and the guy got slipped.
The through, But you know what? His reaction time was
cold. Too cold. I was young, but Trump could never do that.
Trump could never do that.
No, but what else did he mean to say, man? He's so funny, bro.
What do you mean with the Jimmy Kimmel? You don't see that one as well?
They got him removed off live.
They removed him.
ABC. What do you mean? He's back on.
He's back on now.
He's back on the other day Saturday. He came back on Tuesday. They had to put him on because they lost 3 to 4 billion.
Dollars. Yeah, that's what they lost. But it's over that Charlie Kirk shit, isn't it? Yeah, it's over that Charlie Kirk. Well, they thought Jimmy Kimmel said
He spoke about Trump.
Yeah, he spoke about Trump. He didn't speak about
He didn't speak about Charlie Kirk.
And then they asked Trump as well, and Trump just swerved that question, though.
Yeah, he swerved a couple times.
He's the king of swerves.
Did you not watch the shooting, by the way?
Yeah.
Did you not see it?
No. Have you seen the video?
Have you seen the video? You ain't seen it?
I can't lie to you.
Bro, the guy sat down and just... Gone.
Where was he sat?
He's
at university.
But he does it all the time, and he stands at university. He's like,
and question times.
Yeah.
Bro, have you ever seen like goats being killed on like Eid or something like that?
Yeah,
the way the blood squirts out.
Yeah,
same thing.
It's weird how his hand froze in a weird like. like your body goes into this like shock
comatose
pose, yeah, and it freezes up. So yeah, but dark.
Do you know what it is? Yeah?
He was muggy though as well. Though. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like,
he was, but yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
No, the things that he said.
The way he says it.
But at the end, he was changing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
and that's where the conspiracy now is coming. That, yo, my man has been killed by...
Okay.
By them. Yeah,
because a lot of his sponsors were pulling out. A lot of people that invested in his programs were pulling out.
Oh.
So it's like there's a little conspiracy, like, no, it's impossible that this little kid that had nothing to do with him can shoot a rifle from certain amount of and then leave his rifle on the floor just out of
nowhere. Oh, why would you not take it if you're that far?
And then
all of a sudden
his dad now calls in the police to be like, yeah, it's my son that killed him. You know the dad snitch?
Yeah, the dad snitch.
Because the dad's a police officer.
Yeah.
And the mum's like, she works for DMV. Like, she works for the people that do the IDs. She works for job center, basically.
Yeah, 100%. But I don't believe it's right. For people celebrating his death, though, I think that's wild.
I don't think anyone dying is incorrect.
Yeah,
anyone dying.
I think people celebrating the death.
But
that's mad.
But are you upset about it?
Huh? I'm not upset. Neither am I upset. Neither am I happy. I'll be honest with you. I couldn't give a shit. Well, I'll be honest with you. I couldn't care. That's my stance in it.
I'm with you on that one.
Like, I don't care in it. Like, I don't know about my man's politics. I don't know what he does. I don't know what he stands for. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So what about right now? 50% of the world accepting Palestine as a state and 50% not accepting it as a state.
I think it's way more, bro. I think the majority of the countries all accept them, bro. I think there's only about two, maybe, countries that don't accept. Obviously, US and obviously Israel as well don't accept it.
Japan don't.
Are you sure? Fact check that, bro.
Japan don't what?
I feel like they're one of the more progressive states.
Yeah.
See, it's good to have the laptop. How many countries?
Do you know what's so funny? You know, the other day I was just looking on Google Maps because I was just looking around like which countries I've been to and I haven't been to. So I want to try and plan that stuff. Obviously, I got to where Palestine was.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, like...
It just says Israel now.
Yeah. It doesn't have thing yet anymore.
Google Maps changed it, bro. Mm. It's dark.
That's mad.
Yeah, well, it's dark. And you know what it is, bro? I think seeing the Palestinians and Gazans being fucking killed every day, bro. I think it's made us all numb to it, bro. Like, I'll go on the reel and that. I see like a dying baby, bro.
No,
I mean, that's normal now.
It just become normal now. I remember when I first seen that, I know how I felt, bro. Mm. I see like a mum crying, saying she's lost all of her sons. They're all dead. And she's so like...
Do you know what? I think I got I started becoming... Well, I weren't numb at the time. I'm still not fully numb, but I started becoming numb to it, bro. The first time that stuff hit me was, you know, when COVID happened.
Yeah.
And then in China, they were going mad and they were just... killing all the Muslim people, bro.
That one hit
me hard. I remember Marjorie came to my house one time, and obviously I'm already down because of COVID. Because you know you're not around your people.
Yeah.
I mean, mom came to that, bro. That one hit me hard.
There's 36 countries that
don't.
Yeah.
Which ones?
So you got United States, Canada.
Yeah. Canada are gonna announce it though.
UK, France,
UK.
They didn't state it.
They didn't state it in the UK.
No, UK have already announced it.
They haven't fully announced it in the UN Secretary. So in the UN member states, 157 countries do,
and only 36 don't.
But and it's majority of Western Europe, bro. France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Netherlands, Sweden, Belgium, Denmark.
Bro, France said they were gonna. England said they were gonna. Canada said they were gonna. Australia said they were gonna.
This is what you don't understand. They're saying we are going to say that Palestine.
But Keir Starmer's officially come out and announced it. Surely, Google that, bro. I don't know,
bro. And then look, Japan and South Korea. The other day they said no. You know that, and that's how I knew it. But imagine that: Australia, New Zealand, Poland, Portugal.
But you got to remember, Australia, New Zealand, them kind of countries. They follow the UK, though. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. So like, they're part of the Commonwealth.
They're the Commonwealth, innit? Yeah.
So,
but
so
do you not see this as like it's now surpassed the genocide? It's like now it's like we can do whatever we want, my brothers.
Oh, I can't lie to you. From time they were bombing Doha.
That's crazy, bro, that's when you know
shit's gone left.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
100%, bro.
I don't understand how you lot ever took Doha serious. Doha was the tunnel through for where Israel, were paying Doha to give Hamas money, bro. The same people that they're bombing. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Need to know. This is time ago, my brother.
The truth came out
a long time ago. Yeah. Doha is a place where money goes into Doha and they funnel it to Al-Shabaab, to these people, to that people, to that people. So for them now to sit there and be like, oh, we didn't know there was going to be bombs that were going to come to our thing is number one.
No. Forget that. But what I'm saying is, it's like you're now just bombing a whole other country that isn't part of what you're trying to do. Yeah.
a country that's your technically your ally as well, bro.
Yeah, and everyone's gone quiet.
It's not because it's not their country. They don't own the country. The only reason they have any respect in our country is because there's an American facility there. If that American facility was not there, my brother, they wouldn't even give them the respect they had. This is what people are not realizing. We're looking at, oh my God, Doha is beautiful, lovely buildings.
No,
Dubai has lovely buildings. Saudiya has lovely buildings. These countries can't do jack shit.
But you remember, most countries have military bases, bro. Yeah. And because they pay them for that.
No, American
military. They pay them for that.
Don't just pay them for that. They pay them for their influence. They pay them for like, okay, cool. We're going to give you this land. We're going to get this in return. We're going to get X, Y, and S in return. We're going to get, give us technology.
Of course, it's a trade, isn't it? Life is trade.
Did you not even know, that in Dubai now, they wanted the AI chip? Yeah. Mm. But Microsoft and other companies were telling them no. Because they were scared that this chip was going to get used in Dubai and it's going to get done for the wrong reasons. Yeah? Yeah. So now Donald Trump's, his people are and took over. Yeah. They made a currency. I don't know if you know. They made a cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
With that cryptocurrency now, the Dubai Emir has bought the chip, the AI chip.
Okay. Yeah,
through the Trump currency. And they've made, they're looking to make about $2-3 billion.
Donald Trump got a kickback off of that.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. But like, he's saying it's not my problem. My son's own it or whatever. Not. Yeah. But Lena, but bro, all of that is just rugged under the carpet because he might just do something stupid there and everyone forgot about that.
100%,
that's all you have to do, you know.
Yeah,
bro. Do you know what Wallahi is? This is when you realize the world's just a big chessboard, bro. And
it's not even a chessboard anymore, bro. It's any man for themselves, yo.
I think I'm like one event away from just like moving back home and like herding camels and shit, bro. All my life, bro.
But
you know
what,
like one thing, fuck this shit, bro.
What
I'm
do you
moving,
mean? Putin.
Give me some camels, bro. I'm just gonna live a nomadic lifestyle, bro. Four wives.
Yeah, haven't you seen
Come, come on,
Kelly. Swear down, bro.
Is that what I said? That's what I said.
Yeah, what are you saying?
I forgot about that one.
That's it.
No wonder it's coming to your section.
Yeah, man.
Haven't you even seen that? My man now onto like, in the summer, he let Putin come to Alaska's. They had a meeting together. And just now, the other day, he made a thing saying, yeah, forget about Russia. Russia's finished. It's all about Ukraine. We're going to support Ukraine.
Oh, is it back in Ukraine now?
Bro, this guy plays along. Like, have you not clocked the last 10 months of his presidency? He's had a bubble.
He knows he can't do another term.
Anything he wants.
He knows he can't do another term.
He's looking to put that in.
Yeah, he's looking to change it. Yeah,
if he does that, bro.
No, he's the GOAT. I'm not going to lie to you.
What do you mean? He's got the FBI director indicted. You know that?
Oh, no, the ex-FBI.
The ex one.
Yeah, he's got a new one that's getting challenged, though, isn't it?
Yeah, the new one's getting challenged about the Epstein files and stuff like that.
Cash Patel.
Yeah, but he doesn't care, man, because as long as you've got Trump on your side and he owns the government, there's nothing much you can do.
Trump put him in.
Yeah.
That's what he's getting questioned by a whole...
Oh, do you mind think Jeffrey Epstein's dead, though? Let's be honest. I don't think he's dead, you know?
Like whether he's dead or not dead, my brother.
But you know how powerful my man had to have been to like fucking get away with the shit he was getting away with, bro.
100%, he knows too much.
He knows way too much, bro.
Do I believe he's the thing? I don't know, but I think they've just said to him, listen, you'll get whatever you want, just stay somewhere, and
yeah,
like this is where I want to be.
100%.
You just got to follow where his wife is, bro. That's how life goes.
My man's a madman, bro.
But the whole place is messed up. Like even like with the whole.
Diddy flex.
The thing that's messed up about the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing is that Ghislaine is actually in jail for conspiracy to supply underage minors, but the people that were soliciting them, no one's in jail.
But no one believes that she's in jail or something.
But her dad apparently was meant to be like the goat of like the whole thing. He basically, Jeffrey Epstein took over from Ghislaine Maxwell's dad. Her dad was the guy that was like the main guy who started this blackmail ring on these politicians and that, and then he gave it to Jeffrey, and then Jeffrey just obviously perfected it and obviously took it to the heights he took it to, bro.
Her dad was really rich, wasn't he?
Yeah, she's upset, anything
they're onto them.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't take a headshot, though. Do you know what I mean? You would have thought like she's a loose end, isn't it? So
no, her dad used to own the Daily Mail.
Oh, did he own the Daily Mail?
Yeah, he used to own Daily Mail.
I think the Daily Mail in America as well.
Yeah. So he used to own the Daily Mail, the Daily Mirror, New York Daily News, and Macmillan. So he was basically like Rupert Murdoch
of America. Bro, that's what I'm saying. They say you don't go to war with the guy who buys his ink in barrels. Them niggas are crazy, bro.
What's the other thing I've seen this week? No, actually, this was last week, but Charlamagne and Damon Dash.
Damon Dash.
Bro, he's hilarious.
Damon Dash has got to be the one.
He's hilarious, bro. He's
bro, so this cold. Goes down to, again, like, what, do you guys, like, think what Jay-Z did to Dame Dash, bro, was wrong, bro?
No.
What did he say? I don't know. Because
obviously, look, you got Rockefeller, innit?
Yeah.
It was Biggs, Jay, and Dame.
Yeah, yeah.
They started together. Mm. Jay was the artist. Mm. Biggs was the guy that was from the Rolls that made all the money, that put money into Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Dame was like the mouthpiece, the guy from Harlem, who was like the shaking and moving, innit? That guy in Harlem, innit?
Yeah. He's making things happen.
Yeah. Mm. Jay, obviously Jay's the artist. So obviously they came out with Reasonable Doubt, went crazy, and then Jay-Z had his career. You see where it is now.
Mm.
Obviously then you had Rockefeller, their own label, all of these rappers underneath it.
Mm.
The CEOs, Dame, Jay-Z, and Biggs.
Yeah.
Obviously, then you've got all the Dipset lot that came through, innit?
Mm.
Cam and that. Then you've got, obviously, Dame is now lining up with the Dipset lot, but Jay doesn't like the Dipset lot.
Okay.
That's where the big problem happened. And I think Dame announced Rockefeller's new president is Cameron, and that's where everything just went wrong, bro. And that's where my man started.
What do you mean? Did you see on the Cameron podcast? Yeah. My man, the boss,
the boxer, Adrian Broner.
I didn't try to get off the team.
Yeah.
My man's finished.
See, actually, let's talk about that. Yeah, we'll come back to this one, by the way. Let's talk about that, because that one's disrespectful, by the way.
That was super disrespectful.
No, but he deserved it.
But
No.
You're talking about what Adrian done.
What Adrian done was disrespectful.
Disrespectful. What happened? Sorry.
So, Adrian Broner, obviously, whoever doesn't know him, he's a boxer. Like, AB.
About billions. He's
about billions.
Always balling.
Anybody can get it.
Yeah.
Africa. Not anymore, bro.
Yeah, literally. He's the coldest. So he's one of those guys that can really talk a good game. So he's like a sick boxer. Then he started getting tucked in. It's like losing. Yeah. So now he's just basically an ex-good. Yeah. He's still a personality now. He's more of a personality now than he was than a boxer, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So he turned up to this thingy now, yeah? To this podcast with Cameron's
podcast
and a lady I forgot her name. So Cameron's basically, you see the clip of Adrian Broner basically like in his interview, they're asking him questions but he's just ignoring him. He's just trying to flirt with this girl,
knowing that they've told him that this girl's boyfriend is
in the room, bro.
She's in the studio. She's in the studio, my bro.
Okay.
So can you stop
disrespecting? She was grinning teeth, though.
No, of course
she's nervous.
She's professional,
she was grinning
teeth,
bro.
That don't look like her.
She was grinning teeth, bro. When she was like, oh, girl, you look so good.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Anybody can get it.
But she was nervous. She was looking uncomfortable, bro.
Yes.
You know, like, so bro, you remember, you're a professional first. So Cameron was like, listen, respectfully. Even Cameron was being professional. He's like, respectfully,
Can you stop
flirting? Yeah. Said it, carried on thinking.
Yep. It's like, you're so beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
Like, he was so, like, he was so manipulative.
He was starving, bro.
Bro, the guy said, you know what? We're ending this interview.
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave you like that, so I'm going to give you some money. I violated
you. Yeah. He goes, I respect you for your time. Pay for your time.
The agent guy was thinking, like, no, it's calm.
No, he was burst. He was gone.
He told him,
get out. Bro,
and then
that was wild though, because I'm not gonna lie to you, you can't like respectfully.
Can't do that, bro. And you know what happened after? A few days after, he's in a restaurant, he can't pay for money.
He couldn't pay for his table.
His brethren did him dirty though.
Nah, bro, he's finished.
His brethren did him
dirty. He ain't got no money.
Man.
He's talking about, yo, I'll come tomorrow. I'll do you something.
Bro, he had a wad on him. He just didn't want to give them the whole money, bro. He came out. There's a part of the video where he counted like.
Yeah, he's counting, but he doesn't. He owes a lot of money. The money he had in his pocket was not enough. I'm telling you, bro.
Bro, the fall of Adrian Broner, bro. This is what I call
this guy was. This guy was the man, bro.
He's on top of the world. He was the next Floyd.
He was the next Floyd, bro. This is the thing with boxers. Like,
he's like what Tank should. Yeah, Tank is now.
It's not boxers, bro. This is what happens when you think, khalas, you get a little bit of fame or a little bit of money and you think you're untouchable. Mm. Allah done this to you for a test.
Facts.
Yeah.
And you're going to learn, my bro. I've seen it happen to so many people.
It's the fall of these people, isn't it? It's sad, bro. I'll be honest with you. What would you reckon, Jake Paul or Tank?
I want Tank to cook him.
Tank is gonna cook him.
They got 2 million on it though. Side bet.
Yeah,
bro,
I saw that.
2 million side bet, bro.
Tank is gonna cook him.
Yeah, but they're making about 50 mil anyway.
They're making 50 mil off Netflix alone. Bro.
Yeah, so they're making 50 mil just basic, and without the other sponsors and stuff like that. And then, so basically, someone's gonna get 51, and another one's gonna get 48 or something.
But I feel like, you know, even if, let's say, in whatever world, if Jake Paul does ever win, we'd all turn around and say, it's fixed. But when are we gonna give this guy his due that, you know, I'm not gonna say he's a world class boxer, but he's a decent enough boxer.
Bro, Tank should, by the way, show him up. And also with what my man done beating what's his name, Crawford just done.
Canelo.
Bro, yeah, there's, if Tank don't punch him up, bro, there's no way he can try and chat to Crawford and them, man.
Bro, it doesn't go past the third round.
Bro,
is that what you're saying?
It doesn't go past that.
I'd love to know the odds on that. I'm not going to bet, bro.
Bro, have you ever stepped in the ring with an actual boxer?
Yeah, once before, bro.
It's yeah, different.
But what do you mean? We just saw the way Dan just punched out my man, brother. Yeah. That was just, it was instant reaction. It wasn't like, what? Bow. It was pow. He just done it, interacting straight away.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't, there's no way. But also, Jake has been trained properly for the last however long, though. Like, that's one thing I'll give to him.
Bro, boxing, you only need one. He's only one punch, bro.
No, but he's one been punch, focused, bro. Yeah, but he's been training. You got to
land that one. He's bigger.
But do you not think, like, this is completely, like, a part of it, but it's not. But do you not think, like production now and sports has changed? Like, even now with Eddie thing, he's in partnership. He's in partnership with Rockefeller. Like now, it's not sport anymore.
What? Rockefeller.
Not Rock.
Rock Nation.
Yeah, Jay-Z. Rock Nation, sorry.
Rock Nation.
Not Rockefeller. Yeah,
Rockefeller's back.
Rock Nation, he and Jay-Z now in partnership to it. Like, every sport has become... Like, especially because I've been in America, I've seen it, like, especially with the UFC.
Yeah.
See, like, with the UFC and these whole
parlays. It's like show business.
Like, it's a show business.
Yeah,
bro. Like, it's like, man. There's no more, like, athletics or, like, healthy or, like, you know, like, fitness or not. It's all about who's got the drama, who can get the viewers, who can rank in the money.
Yeah.
100%, bro.
Like, but there's no more, like, your...
It's not about talent anymore, bro. Like, you could be a decent boxer. I'll give you an example. Like, the press conference I've seen was Joe Joyce and Daniel Dubois, two guys with the worst personality I've ever seen in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the worst press conference ever.
Yeah.
It's just two robots speaking to each other, bro. No charisma, no nothing. So as a if you're a boxer or you're a UFC fighter, that's why the McGregors make money. That's why the Mayweathers make money, and the other fucking you gotta talk your shit, bro.
No, but that's why they call it the fight business.
Yeah,
the business is drawing eyes onto 100%. Yourself.
Yeah, big facts, fella.
That's why you get paid.
That's why I mean, I like my heavyweights. I want to hear a heavyweight fighter talk heavy. Say, "I'm gonna eat your kids, bro." No, I want to hear that shit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like Tyson's crazy, Tyson, bro. Yeah. Like I want to
eat your kids.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, with heavyweights, they don't do that. Heavyweights,
dog.
Heavyweights don't do that because they know.
But Tyson's funny though. I think he got hit in the head too many times. Because I remember one time, my favorite ever interview was this year.
Don't say my back's broken, is that
bro? That's my favorite interview. You know,
I broke my back.
He goes spinal. He goes, which means what spinal. Part? Your vertebrae or
spinal?
Spinal. Yeah. I said, this guy is
you know he was
cold.
On that packet though.
Bro, like, he's
he
cold. Was.
Come in with just that black towel.
Yeah. But in terms of productions, do you not know about the Bridge to Heather?
Shout out to Bridge to Earth, I've seen it.
Big business for him.
We've expanded the channel.
Alright,
so we've moved up now.
Alright,
it's a network.
Yeah, it's a network. You like that one? Up to network.
Yeah, the up to network.
What do you
network
think
is crazy.
Yeah, he didn't believe in the vision.
I didn't. I'll be honest.
Is it?
No, well, I didn't believe in it.
No, I didn't. I'll be honest with you. I didn't. But I'm very hard to like I need to see it to believe it.
Yeah, fair. No, once I see it, it's cold. I think it's cold.
I think it's dope. I think it's dope because now that it's a network, they might be like other struggling, let's say content creators or something. That might want to come over. I've got an idea of a show that need eyes on it.
Yeah.
Bro, bring it to the network. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, slumps, bro. Yeah, feel free to DM.
And also now they can't really come at us and be like, "Oh, we need more girls and more." We've got a whole channel just for girls.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, we got a whole, 100%. Like, go like the females go rock over there and
saying? I think by the time this episode's come out, you lot are gonna see the newer one. There's one in Canada. I've got Iyalka Canada.
Come on,
Hamza's going crazy. One thing I gotta give Hamza is his work ethic, bro. The guy's
This summer, we've really come down. Cause at the end of the day, on this respect, we're trying to make something for our people.
Yeah.
And if we're not all gonna put it in.
Yeah, facts.
Big facts. Alright, we're gonna jump into dilemmas quickly, lads. Mm-hmm. Right. This one here is one of the boys wants to come on holiday with us. But I don't know. One of the boys wants to come on holiday with us. The only issue is this guy doesn't spend any money. He is tight. I don't know what to do. We consistently pay for him and pay his way, like he's a badina. What should we do? Should I just tell him to sit this one out?
He's going on holiday with Hamza. Right.
Hold on,
let me finish this one out. Let's make this quick and easy. My brother, stay at home. Tell him, bah, you're not going nowhere, and we're done. See, on that note, wallahi, guys, have a great episode. Let's leave it at that, man.
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys, we're going. Like, comment, share, subscribe.
Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and don't forget the live show, man.
Live show. Tap in. Link description below. We are the Afti Podcast. We are out. Salaam alaikum. Bosh. Right, guys, we are the Afti Podcast, and we'd like to shout out our official sponsors. Whistle Cola, by the way. It will be in the link description below. If you're a business that wants to stock alternative drinks, because these corporations are showing us no love, and you want to support a local business, support Whistle Cola. Tastes amazing, and it is Gara. Also, shout out to the Unit Restaurant in Sheffield on 88 Headford Street. Go and check them out for good music and good merch as well. As you can see, they are our official sponsors. So yeah, people tapping with that. Hamza, sign us away with a song.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maanta waxa u jeedin waa bottle la dhaho Whistle Cola. Walaalayaalo, kan waa halaal. Waa dadkeeni waa dadkeeni caawiyaan. Haddii leedahay dukaan ama haddii leedahay marfash ama haddii leedahay makhaayad, nasoo waa wax halaal oo dadkeena aan caawin karno. Keena
Whistle Cola. Brand approved. Let's go.
There you go.
What'd you figure out?
That's amazing.